Okay, we're doing the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 4. This is letter number 1116, 1116. This is dated Baruch Hashem, the 27th day of Tammuz, Chav Zayin Tammuz, Tov Shin Aleph, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is addressing to Yosef Sheyichya, and it says Yosef Robinson. And this is a letter in Yiddish, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe writes to him, I received your letter from Thursday in the portion of Bullock. And I'm very happy that you accepted my suggestion that I made that when I was on the resting place of my father-in-law about contributing $1,000 for the Rebbe's, my father-in-law's work in Africa. It's self-understood that this is... also accounted for on the accounting from the program with your participation of the amount of $50,000. So that's going to be in those days. That was a lot of money.
Yeah.
In those days. Okay. This that you made the effort to send the $1,000 in time, notwithstanding the fact that you're pressed for cash, this makes your privilege even greater. This is also in the fifth thing with the verse, Ashrei maskil eldol b'yemro yimalteyu Hashem. What does it mean? The mean is that also in a time when a person is pressed for money, and in that matter alone, he's considered a dal. He's poor because he doesn't have right now the cash on hand. And yet, you don't consider this, and you still give tzedakah more than you can at that particular time. So that means maskil eldol b'yemroi. This would go along with the end, what says further, which Hashem is saying, and I, in my wholesomeness, in the complete faith, you support me, and which is in Tehillim Mem Aleph, and you did the righteousness forever, meaning that his righteousness, the tzedakah, will be forever. And I hope also that it will be fulfilled. This that it says in the verse in the Malachi, Hashem says, "B'chonuni no b'zois, test me with the mitzvah of tzedakah." And then you will see, Hashem says, if I won't open up for you the windows of the heaven, and I will pour down for you blessing till no end, till you'll say enough. Hashem will open up the windows and send you blessings without stop. Hashem should give that you should be able to see literally, practically, the great outstanding success, and you should be able to do your obligations and make them even greater. The obligation then with blessings of success and relaxation. Very interesting. It seemed like a huge amount of money in those days. In the 1950s, $50,000 and $1,000 is a huge amount of money. But that the Rebbe was the fundraiser as well. You know, it started. The Rebbe allocated that money for all the work in Africa that went to Morocco, Tunisia, to those countries in which the yeshivas and everything, that you know, they were. So there's a letter for that. Yeah.